And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Trish and Eric. Where's Kathleen, Mr. Eric?
Don't know.
What? She's with Joseph.
She might be out preparing.
I think they left together. Oh, my God.
No, I think she's probably gone out to do some final preparations.
Oh, here she is.
Valentine's Day. Oh, she's back. The perfect Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah. And I can't wait till you unwrap the. No. Okay. Now, anyway.
What?
No. There's a present you're exchanging.
You won't be there.
I was going to say. Exactly.
I've set up remote camera action. Are you kidding me? Yes. Anyway, so we're waiting for Rosemary Rodriguez, director and writer of Silver Skies, what we both enjoyed.
I think we should probably talk about the movie, and then we can talk with her about it.
Yeah, I think that might be a great idea. Okay. What do you say? What say you, as Bill O'Reilly would say? Wait, how do I know that? Okay, occasionally I watch him. Do you watch Bill O'Reilly?
No, I couldn't.
Never?
Make that.
Ever?
I've seen clips, but I wouldn't subject myself to that torture.
Ooh. I'll hear from him, huh?
I guess we know how you feel about things, Eric.
Yes.
Yes. This is a progressive station.
Oh, that's true. It is indeed.
But you know, I think it's always, and I don't want to use their term, but you know, it's always good to be able to be fair and balanced and be able to look at things from various sides to know so that you can really research it out. You don't want to just accept things at face value for either side.
Do you think he's fair and balanced?
No, I don't. That's why I don't watch him often.
Oh, wow. This is a good one. This is a good debate, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah,
I think in some things he can be, but you know what? This is what I will tell you. I have found, of course, we're getting off of Silver Skies, which we'll go back to really fast, but what I have found is that throughout many different things, we have become so polarized in this country and in the world, where it's like we have to stake our claim here and we will never, ever, ever even talk to somebody who has a differing opinion.
I agree. There's no more middle ground.
Exactly. And that's why we will continue to have issues and problems if we can't find a middle ground, or at least a respect and a dialogue, to be able to understand where each other is coming from and be able to learn from each other.
Yeah, it's getting so brutal, isn't it? On both sides. Hey, the Republican debates tonight.
And I'm not just saying Republican, Democrat. I'm talking about in every aspect. Everything is becoming more polarized.
But both debates. Eric, have you been watching them? Oh, no?
No, I don't.
How about Kathleen?
No.
No? How about Tricia?
A little bit, yes.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do watch it when it's on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah. It probably will be on tonight after the real debate.
Right.
It's down to six now, for six Republicans. Let's see if he can name the remaining six for the trip to Hawaii. Who's left?
Fiorina lady's gone.
She's gone. But who's left?
It's Carson, Trump, Cruz. What's the other Hispanic guy?
Marco Rubio.
And
there's six of them.
I give up.
The Beverly Hillbillies, Jeb Bush.
Jeb, which he doesn't stand a chance. I don't even know why he's hanging in there.
Well, he's got the money and the brother that's coming down the...
and the mommy.
Yeah, the mommy. And John Kasich. Those are the six ladies.
Where did Krispy Kreme... Christie go.
He didn't get... you need 10% to get delegates in New Hampshire, so that didn't happen. He got 8%. Fifth place, I guess. I forget. And so he decided to call it quits. And he has some issues at home anyway. His approval rating's only 33%. However, talk about...
You're supposed to be talking about a movie, and you went up and...
We went to political stuff. But anyway...
Well, that's the season. What can we say?
But joining us right now is writer-director of Silver Skies, Rosemary Rodriguez. Rosemary, how are you?
Good, how are you? And yeah, politics is good. Movie fits into that conversation, one way or the other.
It really does. And I got to tell you, I saw Silver Skies, and it's going to be at the Sedona Film Festival, correct?
It is. It's going to be streaming, yes, on Sunday and on Monday, next weekend.
I thought this was a significant, timeless movie. It should be a must-watch for all ages, because... before I go further, why don't you give a little brief description of the movie for the audience?
Sure. Sure. Silver Skies is an apartment complex, and the story is about a group of, it's an over 55 apartment complex, and about a group of residents who live there, and they find out that their apartment complex is being turned into condominiums, and they have 30 days to buy or get out. So it becomes, you know, a story about people displaced, you know, for money, and it becomes about what happens to people at the end of their lives, and who is their family, and how do they navigate, and what decisions they've made when they're younger that inform who they become when at the end of their life, and how they're going to live.
You know, I wrote so many things about this, because I'll tell you right now, I give this a huge thumbs up. I think this is a fantastic movie, and congratulations to you. But I wrote down Lost Youth, Broken Souls, Lonely Hearts. I mean, it had it all here. And it was
and some romance and some humor.
It did.
Oh,
there's definite
humor and romance. I really appreciate that aspect.
You know, it started sort of lighthearted. I thought it got very intense the rest of the way. But it was a great movie in that it really showed truly what is happening in the world today, an age where seniors don't have much control, few options. I mean, lucky that there was, you know, not a spoiler alert, but you'll see how they
deal with the fact that their apartment complex is being sold out from under them, and what arrangements they need to make when they thought that was going to be their forever home.
Now, how did you get such an incredible cast? We're talking George Hamilton, Jack McGee, Barbara Bain, Jack Betts, Alex Rocco.
Rocco. Well, and Marriott Hartley. I mean,
Valerie Perrine. I mean, this was an amazing cast. How did you get all these people?
Well, you know, I had the good fortune, don't ask me how, I'm such a lucky director, but to have Fred Roos, who is the producer of the Godfather movies, of Black Stallion, of St. Vincent, that was out last summer, you know, Lost in Translation, like so many movies. And I had the good fortune of him coming on board, liking the script, and then deciding he would help me. And so, of course, that's how I got Mo Green from The Godfather, Alex Rocco, and, you know, and Fred just became a godfather to this project. And I'm so blessed to have him. And then the flip side was Arthur Sarkisian, who is, you know, the big Hollywood rush hour guy, and, you know, just the complete opposite, which is interesting because the movie is like that. It's very light, it's very dark, and it's very, I wanted to portray what real life was like for people. And sometimes I believe that seniors, I mean, I think we all know this, get brushed off and they're sort of invisible. And as a filmmaker, I like to tell stories about people that don't have a voice and show who they are and show their humanity and what their struggles are and what they laugh about and what their heart is at.
Well, I will tell you, I saw this film as well, and I'm giving it a humongous thumbs up as well. Aww. I think that you really touched upon so many aspects that when I start to think about them and I want to enumerate on them, then I think, oh, wait a minute, that's so many things. But it all just comes together in this neat, nice package that it's never hard to follow. And you really become invested in each and every one of these unique personalities and stories. And the fact that each of them has their own story is just incredible. And it's really shining a light on a lot of things that we all need to think about. I had a quick question about something that I saw on your Facebook site.
Sure. Well, by the way, thank you for everything you just said, and I hope all the distributors are listening.
Oh, well, you know, they would be crazy not to distribute this.
Yes, I agree.
It's a phenomenal, phenomenal film, and even young people will have a lot of fun watching it because of the humor as well as it teaches a lesson as well. Now, there's a fortune here that says you will be fortunate if you accept the next proposition you hear. Did one of the actors get that, or who had that fortune?
No, that was my fortune. That was my fortune.
Awesome.
So I was like, because we're looking for distribution. And so, you know, we've been doing the festival route. And this, of course, this movie is my child. It's my baby. It's, you know, my heart. And so, you know, I think that it should go out in the world and, you know, Harvey Weinstein should watch it and get behind it. and put it in, you know, slowly or not, put in a bunch of theaters, because people are going to show up and watch this movie, and it's going to be a movie they talk about. It's going to affect their lives, and that's why I made it. And the actors will get to see their work done. So, you know, that's not the business side. That's like the you know, idealistic world side. So that proposition is like, okay, it's going to come. Like, it's going to take one person, the right person, to see this movie, find out about this movie, and then get it out there.
Well, so and it speaks volumes that you're selling out at all the festivals that you're going to. And if it's going to be seen, I think Sedona is the place for it, because I will tell you, this is a phenomenal film festival.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I'm so happy we're going to come. We're going to be there to do Q&As too, so I'm really excited about that, because I've learned a lot about the movie from the audience. I mean, I love the audience. They're just, again, it's like you get to go to these festivals and talk to people like you, and it's like my tribe. It's like the people that love movies, and they work so hard all year to put a festival together. And then they just want to watch the movies and take it in. And for me, it's like that. All the gatekeepers, they're gone. It's just us.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Well, it's really beautiful.
I got to congratulate you. I mean, just a couple other things. We only have another minute or so. But, you know, it also, you know, reflects elder abuse, which is a very common thing, unfortunately, these days. And it's very sad. But you're right. Frank and Ethel, young at heart. I mean, I wrote down, no matter what age, people want love, safety, and security. And and one of the lines, and it's not a spoiler alert because I won't put it in context, but it stuck with me. If I forget this, promise me you won't go against it. And you probably know what I'm talking about. So that was a real beautiful
poignant
part of the movie. This was just really A+, and I just want to congratulate you, and I can't wait to
Thank
meet you.
Thank you so much.
We'll be at the festival.
The movie will be playing Sunday and Monday at the festival next weekend. The movie is really dedicated to my parents and to Dennis Farina, who you know, lived in Scottsdale, who was my guardian angel for so many years. And then as soon as, you know, we got a start date, he passed away 2 weeks later.
Oh.
And after that, the movie fell into place. So I want to thank Dennis, who's, like, amazing. And my parents, because I watched my dad have Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
I watched my parents get older. And, you know, you learn a lot if you just take time to speak to people and see what their lives are really like.
No question about it. And it was sort of a reflection of the actors, a little bit older in their careers, and the opportunity for them to get out there and act, and show their great gifts and talents in this movie.
You know what? When we were doing a rough cut of the movie, I was directing The Good Wife at the time, and I was cutting the movie, and I invited Josh Charles into watch the rough cut. And as an actor, he watched the movie, and at the end of it, he was teary-eyed, and he was like, you know what? You have given these actors an opportunity in a role that they've never had before. And some of them, like George Hamilton, you've never seen him do this stuff before.
That was actually what I was going to say, too. Yeah, perfect.
Tremendous.
Excellent job.
Yeah, this is a must-see movie. I really think so. And so you're welcome, and we'll meet you out at the Sedona Film Festival next week.
Thank you. I can't wait to meet you, and thank you so much for your lovely support.
Thank you so much.
Well, and we'll be here for you when you get distribution as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's Rosemary Rodriguez, writer-director, Silver Skies. This is really a must-see movie. It's educational. It has everything in it. People will like it, and the young people that want to see it. You'll laugh, but also, you know, don't think you're immune to getting older. Let's just put it that way. You got to see this. So